Hello, Saints. So I wanted to bring a study I made. It's a important topic, I think, especially in churchianity. I know it was in Lutheranism, and I know it is in a lot of different church systems around. It's this idea of acknowledging the Lord, trusting in the Lord, leaning not on your own understanding. So these church places, these church systems like to take that, and it's a mindset, like to take that verse, Proverbs 3, 5 to 8. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That's usually where they stop. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. So, growing up as a professing Christian, I heard this verse a lot, used as a motivational tool by the heretic Lutherans as they lived their false life of service to God. In churchianity, these words are taken as suggestions to lean on the Lord when times get hard and your fleshly, hell-bound life of sin, but in all other times, ignore him. But what does it mean to acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways and to lean not on our own understanding? Well, let's first take a look at where we should be abiding as born-again Christians and where many professing Christians go wrong. John 15, verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. So we're called to abide in Jesus, as we can do nothing for the Lord apart from him. So what also must abide in us? John 15, verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And we know in John 1 it tells us that the Lord is the Word. John 1, 1-3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John 1, 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Therefore, we must abide in the Word of God, Jesus Christ, the truth, be born from above, and walk in the truth to be a child of God. James 1:22. But be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Many professing Christians don't walk in the truth, or desire to walk in the truth, yet want the Lord to direct their paths. They have the feminized, compromised, long-haired Jesus in mind, who's full of forgiveness and compassion, but doesn't really care if you walk in darkness. Romans 3, 7-8, for if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? And not rather, as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. But those who are born of God will retain God in their minds, will meditate on the Word of God, Jesus Christ, the truth, daily, seeking the kingdom of God while it may be found. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. As we walk in the light and dwell in the Word of God as he dwells in us, the Lord gives us another command, 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When we study the truth, we acknowledge the Lord and his directions for our life, conforming us to the image of his beloved Son, who was the firstborn among many brethren. Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. When we seek truth in the Word of God, answers to questions, guidance in decision, clarifications on confusing situations, we are assured we'll find an answer. Luke 11, 9-13, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a fish? Will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So in everything we are to ask God for direction, for clarification, for instruction, as we are purchased possessions who have received the earnest of the Spirit, which is willing to guide us into all truth. Acts 20:28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. John 16:13-14. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. So my admonition to the saints is this. Don't just pray and ask the Lord for guidance and help in a situation like worldly churchianity does a lot. I know I used to be a Lutheran. Basically what they do is they read that verse, lean not on your own understanding, and you're just living your fleshly life, walking in darkness, but you pray to the Lord, which actually in the scriptures it says the prayer of a sinner is, the Lord doesn't hear it. But you pray to the Lord, you ask for guidance, you ask for help, but you don't go to his word. But my admonition is, seek it out in him who is full of grace and truth. He is the word, and he will give you the answers you need. Study the word, ask the Lord for understanding, ask the Lord for wisdom. He'll guide you by his Spirit into all truth. He will show you what you need to know. He will give you the answers. If you seek it, you'll find it. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. So I'll end it off with John 15:7-8. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. The Lord doesn't want you to stay in confusion or a blurry vision of not clarification, not clarified. He wants you to understand. He wants you to walk in truth. He wants you to walk in light. But you have to be the one to seek it out. You can't just sit there and pray and wait for something to happen. You have to seek for the answer. And he'll give it to you. He always does. So that's my admonition to you, saints and seekers. If you're out there, seek him while he may be found. And I pray you all have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.